Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome Kelly Hogan.
Thank you. Let's be gentle. Gentle and quiet. It's the morning. I've heard about morning. I'm going to Google it after our show. No, it's so nice to be here with y'all. And we're going to start with a song that I wrote for my friend Nico Case when she was having a really cruddy day when her van broke down in Canada. And she called me from a payphone. And on the way to work that day in Chicago, after I talked to her, I kind of wrote this in the car because I looked up and I saw a billboard with Ted Nugent in a loincloth doing the Wango Tango for like a rock radio station. And for just a second, I saw her head on his body. And I was like, yeah, one day. So this is about that. It's a You Go Girl song for Nico, and it's a Y'all Go Y'all song for y'all. All right.
Ready?
All right. I wanna hear your voice coming out of my radio. I wanna see your face on the billboard sign. 'Cause I know how hard you try, and I know sometimes it makes you cry. I just wish I could be there to bring you by. I wanna hear you talking to me from a payphone and telling me that dreams can turn real. 'Cause I've been there before, I've been knocking at the door, and I know how that burns, I know how it feels. Uplifting number called We Can't Have Nice Things right now. My friend Jack Pendarvis from Bialobattery, Alabama wrote the lyrics, and 2 years later I gave them to Andrew Bird, who put them to music. It was a little love connection. They've still never met, but they made this nice baby. Here we go. To a humble home, we can't invite you in. Someone's gone and made a record. everything again. Like this coffee table footrest where the whiskey glass leaves rings. I guess we just can't have nice things. The phone must not be working cause you haven't called me yet. The chair that I wake up in has been burned by cigarettes. I tell myself it's only smoke that suffocates and clings. And I guess we just can't have nice things. No, I guess we just can't have nice things.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you. That is from her only her second solo record. You've been singing background for some 20 years now?
I first came to South by Southwest in 1990.
Oh, wow.
Indeed. Noxzema. People. All right. This is my third solo record.
Third solo record.
But I stay busy. I'm a harmony junkie, so I got to get it somewhere.
For you for this album, and you know, what if like you say, Robin Hitchcock, no, thank you, this is not a good song. I mean, were you worried about
the whole process was fraught with terror? Yeah, it was. I pretty much wrote fan letters to people I've worked with over the years, and I mean, it was scary for me to write the letter. If it was me, it would be scary to get the letter, and then scary to send the song, scary for me to listen to the song, and but it actually. It was when I record with people and put stuff, you know, go to record backup vocals, I say use some, none, or all. It's just whatever. The song is the boss. And so anybody I wrote to is in that same camp. We're not the boss. It's not me, me, me. It's the song, 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 song. So.
Well, it's worked out to be a beautiful album, as I said. Very acclaimed album from last year. I like to keep myself in paint a Robin Hitchcock composition.
Indeed.
So thank you for coming. I know you've had a busy, you're awfully perky for day five, I got to tell you.
As my grandma, Mama Hogan, when you call her up, how you doing, Mama? I'm still vertical.
Well, we are happy for that. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Kelly Hogan.
Thanks, you guys. All right. Another nice person who sent me a song was the great M. Ward, Matt Ward, and this is a song by him called Daddy's Little Girl. And Casey McDonough here on guitar is changing his rig. Casey plays in NRBQ as well. He's a bad, bad man. And we have Nora O'Connor here on bass and vocals. Another bad, bad man. Austin's own Tom Lewis here on drums. Indeed, helping us out this week. It's since I saw the Wagoneers at Fitzgerald's in Houston in 1987, it's been my dream to play in a band with Tom Lewis. I'm a really slow stalker, I finally. All right, guys, I start this one vocally, so thank you. Here we go. My name was Frank Sinatra. My game was to break the rules. New York, you were my endless song. Berlin, you were my bombshell blonde. Vegas in the red hot of my hand. In the president's suite on Fremont Boulevard, in the dealer's seat, placing all my cards on the line. Miami, you were my clean dress. Seam in my crotch. Palm Springs in the red hot palm of my hand. And nobody will ever belong the way that I used to belong. Playing domino with some princess in France. French francs falling out of my pants. All night. New Orleans, you were my favorite in the band. Brazil, you were my one night stay. Shooting dice with a sultan in Spain. Dancing with chance in the rain till dawn. Would I change anything for a minute? Well, of course I would now. Who would it? Bright mornings of pain, when I needed to change, that's when I realized that I couldn't. Some guys need to be loved by a woman. I needed to be loved by the world. So I'm sorry, my sweet Nancy. You're always gonna be daddy's little girl. Thank y'all very much. Thank you, Matt Ward. All right, I think we're going to play one more song for you guys. We're going to play a song I co-wrote with my friend Andy Hopkins of Atlanta, Georgia, where I'm from. And this is a song called No Bobby Don't, and we made the title character a gender-neutral name so that everybody can get your revenge fantasies out. All right, thanks for having us here. It's getting up this early is kind of like free drugs. I feel kind of the same. So thanks, KUT, and everybody. All right.
You guys, thanks for having us in your ballroom. Casey McDonough, Nora O'Connor, and Tom Lewis. Thank you.
The fabulous Kelly Hogan and a wonderful band. Thank you so much.